good to everyone, even those that didn't deserve. Judas had a part with the apostles for 3 years. He shared in everything. The Lord taught him too. Even though he knew he would be betrayed, the Lord freely gave to everyone. Scripture says that the rain falls on the evil and the good. And this rain is God's grace. God gives grace to everyone. Now, many people do not use this grace. But that doesn't seem to deter God from giving to all. We should have this attitude too. We're all responsible for giving of ourselves to others, for loving others, for praying for others, for giving as the Lord gave to us. Remember the parable about the debtor and how he owed a huge amount and he was put in prison. He would have been there for the rest of his life. That debt represented all of his sins, and he would never be able to repay the payment for all of his sins. And his women and his wife and his children were put in prison with him. And yet still, the debt could not be repaid, and the Lord forgave the debt. Then he left, and he forgot who he was. He was like the man who looks in the mirror, and then he walks away, and he forgets what he looks like. And another fellow servant owed a tiny amount. And he took him by the neck and had him thrown into prison so that he could have this small debt repaid. This man had forgotten that he had freely received this gratitude is an essential Christian virtue. I don't think we have enough gratitude. I don't think we thank the Lord enough. Well, perhaps we do in our prayers. Perhaps we do officially. But do we do it in the way we live every day? Do we thank the Lord in freely giving mercy to someone who's hurting us? The Lord did. Do we fail to judge people? The Lord didn't judge people. Or do we judge them when we see that they do something that especially affects us? This is part of gratitude. This is remembering that we receive freely and undeservedly. So we should give, including to those who don't deserve it. I won't pretend that none of us will. We can really pretend that there are people that don't deserve things. There are a lot of people that do a lot of bad and terrible things, sometimes to us, sometimes to others. And yet, the Lord gave. The Lord gave to us. And if we're honest about ourselves, if we really have absorbed the Christian teaching in our hearts, then we know that we don't deserve what the Lord has given. And yet the Lord gave it to us freely. So we should give freely to others. Now, the apostle speaks about different manifestations of the Spirit. Sometimes I think there is a great mistake made among Orthodox Christians. They leave the business of Christianity to the priests, to the bishops, to the clergy,